Drive on LBC.
With the American Express Gold Business Card. Earn rewards and keep your cash flow flowing. T's and C's apply.
It's 4:51 here on LBC. We'll come back to your calls on Brexit in a minute. We'll probably carry one or two of your calls over into the next hour as well, because we haven't had too much time to get to your calls because of all that's going on. Now, this week, LBC, along with Cancer Research UK, is looking at what's happening right now to help beat cancer. As research continues, new and better treatments are being developed, which are helping more people survive cancer than ever before. Areas that we will be looked at include improving survival, the help that's available after a diagnosis, and research breakthroughs. Now, as part of our special report week, we'll be talking to a number of experts and people affected by cancer. Well, earlier I spoke to Alfred, who was diagnosed with prostate cancer, about his experience of being on a Cancer Research UK funded clinical trial. I started by asking him when he first found out he had prostate cancer and what his prognosis was.
In January 2012 was actually when I was diagnosed with advanced metastatic prostate cancer. I was I was given 6 months to live.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite a long time ago.
It is indeed.
And, yeah. When did you first realise there was a problem?
In summer of 2011, I was jogging. Excuse me. I was jogging and I felt a pain in my mid to lower back. It was an acute pain. And it stopped me from jogging. I then decided that I would not continue running, just in case I just overtrained.
Mm.
2 weeks later, 1 a.m. in the morning, the most excruciating pain took me, and it radiated from my lower back all the way down the right side of my leg to my feet, or to my foot, should I say. And I had to go straight to A&E. They thought it was a slip disc. But for 4 hours, they gave me every painkiller they could, and nothing worked.
So, to advance a bit, you were then put on a clinical trial. How did that come about?
That came about because the consultant approached me and said, look, there is this trial available, and would you consider going on it? They gave us all the information. Myself and my wife looked at the information, read about it, and thought, what have I got to lose?
Mm.
And basically, I went on it, not realizing, actually, that the trial was funded by Cancer Research UK. I never knew. But that didn't make the ultimate decision as to go on it. It was what the benefits were to me.
And what was your day-to-day life like during the trial? Was it very different?
To be honest with you, it was horrendous. The first 6 months, on presentation, my PSA level was 509.
What's PSA?
Prostate-specific antigen. And basically, you as a man should be anywhere between 2.5 to 4, somewhere in that region there, and mine was 509. They believed it went up to over 800.
Wow.
That's before the medication set in, and that is what saved my life.
And what were the side effects of that?
Oh, sweats, profuse sweating, a lot of sweating, mood swings. Very much mood swings. Tired. Those were a number of them.
And how long did it last, all of this? And the trial itself?
Well, basically, I'm virtually kind of still on that same medication. I've literally just come off the trial itself, but I'm still on that medication.
Right.
So what's happened is the medication, for the first 6 months, that's what reduced my PSA to zero, literally zero. Thereafter, I continued on the Stampede trial, obviously, which was funded by CR UK. And then in 2000, and where are we, 18 now, so 2017, I came off the trial program itself, but I'm still on the same medication.
And what was the most surprising or unexpected aspect of the experience?
The fact that it saved my life. I really did not think I would get through.
And did that get you through all of the mood swings and all the negative side effects of it? The thought that, well, this could actually mean that I am still here in 2018?
If I'm being honest, I would say that I'm a determined type of fella. I never give up at anything I do. At the initial diagnosis, I wanted to give up. I really did. However, my partner, who's an angel, Grace, she's an absolute angel.
You should need to put up with your mood swings.
Yeah, most definitely. But the point was, is that
I don't even
have
that excuse.
Yeah, you don't. But no, the fact was, is that, you know, she was there for me and helped me through very, very difficult time. And then eventually I got involved with, you know, CR UK. And it's very much, I found it to be very much a family-orientated organisation. They were there for me. They supported me also.
Well, I've got to ask you, how are you doing now? What's your prognosis?
Well, my treatment is being managed very well. If you consider 6 months I was given, we are now, approaching 7 years.
Yeah.
It looks good. They're very happy with my treatment. However, they can't understand how I've survived so long. And that is the interesting fact.
Well, the interesting fact is, yeah, that you have survived. And even if nobody quite understands it, it's a great thing. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're more than welcome. Thank you so much, too.
Well, for more information on Cancer Research UK, go to lbc.co.uk. Just to round off the hour, I'm going to read you a text from Tom in Sandy.